We're doing okay. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hey. That sounded good.
That was the sound of my heart breaking.
And welcome to Percussion 101. And today we're going to learn Cuban rhythms.
Okay.
Mambo, everybody, mambo. I have no idea if that's really a Cuban rhythm.
I don't either. Well, Cuban rhythms, all it matters is if you're wearing a poofy sleeve shirt.
That's
right?
True. And if you have a little thin pencil mustache.
Exactly.
And a rose in your hair.
I was watching a video of a Cuban musician, and it was very funny because he was wearing high heels and a onesie. You know why there's something with band leaders of Cuban bands to wear onesies? He was like a mambo leader. He was the guy that goes, hey! He's famous for doing that. You would know him.
He's a hype man.
He's hey!
Oh, okay, ah, we have to stop now and make sure that we sound good.
Okay.
Hey!
This is the All Percussion Show. We're actually going to just like,
we're just going to percuss the whole time.
We're going to percuss, yeah. And like, we'll be having conversations, but it's all in percussion talk. So I'll be like, hey, Annie. Good one. High five. That's the lamest high five.
Don't
a brush versus
high five.
High five. You really almost hit the stick into my forehead.
This is dangerous.
Would you still be a friend if I hit a stick sticking out of my forehead?
As long as it was a stick.
Okay. And not a prick.
Yes.
Like an annoying person sticking out of my forehead. So this is show 66.
Is it really?
Ooh.
I thought we were on like 73 by now.
Hows and hums.
That was like weird and like Ethel Merman-y of you.
I'm gonna go and ride tuna.
Ride tuna?
I'm gonna go and buy tuna. Because that's what old women do, right?
Do you know who Ethel Merman is?
I do. But I assume she would like tuna. When people say Ethel Merman, I think tuna fish.
Ah, yes.
I don't know why.
I always swell. Always great.
Tuna.
Don't rain on my parade.
Dolphin bits inside. Add a little bonus.
Little extra mammalian meat.
Think about that. Riding a dolphin is very expensive. Do you know it costs $500 to ride a dolphin for a half hour?
I would totally pay that. It costs like $150 to ride a helicopter for 10 minutes.
That's true.
It's a much better deal to ride a dolphin.
It would be great if you could ride a flying dolphin. I would pay $550 for that.
Yes.
Yes. But yes, so in the dolphins you get in tuna is pretty much cheap. Like, think about the dolphin bits you get. Like, you should just save up those dolphin bits and ride it.
Actually, I'm thinking about it. And I know that somebody's going to point this out because they're going to do the math. Actually,
yes.
It is more expensive to ride the dolphin.
Is it? Because an hour would be six times that. Wait, but...
It's $150 to take a helicopter...
For 10 minutes.
For 10 minutes.
And
so that's like $600.
Yes.
No, it's $150.
Oh, you're right. And then it's $1,000.
To ride a dolphin, yeah.
Yeah. Whoa!
I knew that somebody was going to point that out, so I had to, like, correct myself before somebody got around to me. Like, oh my god, you added wrong, Annie. You can't do multiplication.
I can't listen to this show anymore.
Ah.
Which is okay, because there's not much left.
Oh, don't bring it down to the sad place, Colleen. I gotta tell a story.
Okay.
I went to the dentist today.
Oh, man.
Never fun. I had cavities to be filled.
Oh.
And I thought my appointment was at 10. And so I just went straight in before even going to work.
Uh-huh.
Turned out that it wasn't until 10:30. So I get there and they're like, oh,
you could
you're
have been
early.
A dolphin in that time.
I know. Or I could have pooped because I really needed to poop. But it was just far away enough that I couldn't really like go home and do that and come back and be on time. So I was like, I'll just hold it. It'll be fine. And
oh,
then
God.
Like, not only did I have to wait that half an hour, and then I waited like another 45 minutes before they even like got to me. I waited forever. And then they put in, like, the anesthesia, and like, as I was waiting for it to, like, kick in, I was like, not anesthesia, but the, you know, Novocaine.
Novocaine.
I was like, I'm just gonna run to the bathroom really quick while it, like, starts to numb my face, and then somebody was in there! I was like, ah, no! So then I started to have to pee really bad, and I was just, like, dying, and then I was okay, as long as I was sitting in the chair,
normally. So how does it feel to poop when you can't feel your face? Oh, wait, you hadn't pooped yet?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
And then, I was okay when I was sitting upright in the chair, but once the dentist, like, was like, okay, time to start, I was just like, okay, well, I guess we're just gonna hold it. And they, like, lean the chair back and raise you up so you're, like, upside down. Oh my god, made me had to pee so much more. In a way, it made the drilling less painful because I was so much more focused on my bladder.
Yeah.
But, oh my god, I had to go to the bathroom so bad. It was so painful. It was like, my face hurts, and my teeth hurt, and my bladder hurts, and my poop chute hurts.
It's no good. That totally sounds like a Perfect Strangers episode.
Yeah, it was very sitcom-y.
Random cousin. Like, if only I was there being like, don't poop, Annie, don't poop. Wait, no poop.
You want some fudge?
Wow. Yeah, I was gonna say, like, every, like, does that work? Like, I know the waterfall thing works.
I don't think so.
Because I've actually peed my pants when people did that to me before. Which, you know what? It was their fault. It's the same thing with the guy that, like, I think I might have told this story before about, like, how I never threw up when I drank in college. And I proceeded to always tell them this to people, random strangers at parties. So one guy thought it'd be funny to keep hitting me during the summer and be like, oh, you don't throw up? You don't throw up? And of course, I threw up on him.
Yeah.
Which I think, you know, it's the same kind of thing. When somebody, like, tries to do the water stuff, just sit on them when you lose it. You know,
pee on them.
To not do that to other people.
Exactly. It's just not nice.
Come on. Speaking of pee, Maddie's gone, but we still got something to remember her by.
Shut up!
The Weeby pad has not yet left.
I was more interested in watching the VH1 100 Greatest Songs of the 90s before you came over than picking up her old Weeby pad. She just left last night.
It's very sad.
So it's only been sitting there for a day, and I was planning on doing it before you came over, so that I wouldn't have to face this kind of ridicule.
Come on, it's okay. Every time I've had a roommate move out, I did the same thing. I just didn't flush one. I don't know why I'm flushing for the roommates, but we had that kind of relationship. One of those kind. I have had that. I shouldn't really say this, but I have a friend of a friend.
That's totally not you.
Who's not me. Actually, it's not me. But I just didn't feel like saying who it was. And they're a very big environmentalist, and they don't flush every time. And I'm so weirded out by it that, like, sometimes I just go in there and flush when, like, I don't have to pee. I'm just like, there's stuff in there!
Yeah.
I gotta get rid of it. So when I do have to pee, I don't, like, see it and go, ooh!
I like a fresh bowl.
I do like a fresh bowl.
Yeah. So that's just not okay.
It's so good.
If we were in a really serious drought, this is the thing that's weird. In California, that makes sense.
Yeah.
To some degree. It's still gross. But it's like, well, it's like California and there's not very much water there. But New York, dude, it, like, rains, like, 80 inches a year here. There's no water shortage. Just fucking flush. It's such a big deal.
I imagine that it just comes right back into the bowl anyway.
The other thing that bothers me is that well, that's your imagination. Magical filtration system. Like, Alyssa will, like, blow her nose and throw, like, her Kleenex into the toilet bowl. Mm. And I'm like, the trash can is right next to it. I'm like, just throw it in the trash. Because now it looks like you just had clear pee and didn't flush. Because there's, like, a wad of toilet paper floating in there.
With a big old booger.
With the boogie in it, yeah. Boogie. But, yeah, I'm just like, I just, I don't want anything in the toilet when I go to pee.
There's been a string of elementary school teachers that either thought I was really gross or really cool on Flickr lately. Because if anyone who's ever been to a Playground Ghost convention or stopped by
I wish Flickr was actually called Flickr Booger.
Like Flickr Booger. Maybe that's why they wound up on there. They were like, oh, this site will teach me how to get rid of these kids flicking stuff at me. Oh, wait, it's pictures. I like pictures. I'm a teacher.
Who doesn't like pictures?
But, yeah, so every convention that we had, instead of calling it a money box, because people would want to steal money, we call it a booger box, because no one would want to stick their hand in a box that says booger box on the top. Like, come on, you don't know what's in there other
than
boogers.
Boogers?
But I had this picture of...
Did you put a couple boogers on the outside as guards? Little gargoyles?
No,
boogers?
There's usually doodles, which I guess you can call a booger a doodle.
A booger no, you doodle? Can't.
I don't know. But I had a picture of the box that said booger box, and it was just a cardboard box that said booger box on Flickr, which, because I took a lot of pictures. And then a whole bunch of teachers, like, decided to comment on this picture, like, as if, like, I honestly was keeping my own boogers in this box. Yeah, and some of them were like, haha, that's so funny. I'm going to get one for my students. And other ones were like, that's disgusting. And then there were a bunch of people like, I don't really understand why you would do this.
Like, this is awesome. Like, I really have to explain it. It's because it was a money box. I didn't want anybody to steal it, so I called it a booger box. That's like,
true. And I did actually, I explained it, and then the comment stopped, and I was like, oh. I should have just shut my boogers. Shut my trap. Shut my nose hole.
Your nair.
Shut my nair.
Nairs? That I think it's a plural. Like nairs.
Nairs. Nairs. My nose holes.
You know what's weird? How many different places we recorded this show in the past few years?
It is kind of crazy.
Here in this room. Also in the other room upstairs here.
Yes.
Also in the place downstairs that used to be your place.
Yes.
Also in your new place.
Also in the living room of my new place.
That's right.
My bedroom of my new place.
Bunches of places.
It's a lot of places.
All the places you'll go.
I went all over those places.
We got a box today for Fluff in Brooklyn. Which confused the hell out of the guy living downstairs now. He's like, I got a box addressed to Fluff in Brooklyn.
As loud as we are, somehow our neighbors have not yet
figured out. Well, he didn't live here. He moved into your place after he moved out. So.
That is true. I feel like before that they would have known because we used to sing very loudly
downstairs. As we're planning on doing tonight.
Yes. And before it was worse because the ceilings were low, so you know it was just like vibrating into their feet and giving everybody... Actually, no, it probably gave them like splendid
foot massage.
Yeah. They were like, oh, Fluff! Maybe not.
with Colleen's Jamaican beef patty aromatherapy, too. Very relaxing.
I've proven the Jamaican beef patty time...
Theory,
which is that you eat one and like 10 seconds later, it's gone.
10 minutes. Minutes, really.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah, it was 10 minutes, but it really was. I was like, this is awesome! Yeah. And then
Total gastrocolic reflex.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
By the way, what we were going to say before was that Colleen got something exciting in the mail today.
I did! I might have talked about it before.
You did.
I did. Okay.
I know you did. We might have cut it out. I don't remember, but we definitely talked about it before.
Well, every year I donate to a charity around this time of year instead of doing like a New Year's resolution or something. And this year I decided to be greedy. So there is the EXO laptop, which if you buy one, it gives one to an African or a
South
American. Yeah, a child, which, you know, it's really tiny. And they were doing this one thing where it was like, donate one, get one free.
Yeah.
So I got it today, and it was addressed to Fluff in Brooklyn at Fluff in Brooklyn. Like, the person's first name is Fluff in Brooklyn, they started a company named Fluff in Brooklyn.
Yeah,
so I'm happy it actually got here. But it's the coolest thing ever. It's amazing.
It's like so childlike, and it's really cute, and it has little devil horns that are also antennae, and it has all these fun little programs. It's not the highest quality, but it's so cool for how little money you spent for it.
It's
there's
like
so much shit on there.
$188 laptop. That's what it is. And it's really cool.
$188?
Yeah.
Where's the 88 from? I thought you said it was $100.
They call it the $100 laptop because that was their original goal, but then they couldn't get it down past $188, which is why they started calling it the EXO laptop. Originally, it was called the $100 laptop. But yeah, it's really awesome. Mikey's all worried, though. He's like, you're going to get hit on by so many dorky guys all the time now. Because you have, like, this laptop that, like, you could only get for, like, 3 weeks ever. So I want to, like, find the kid that, like, has it and, like, be, like, laptop pals. Where we write on the actual laptop in Sharpie and then mail it back and forth. I don't know how your laptop pals. It would be pretty cool. So if you are the kid in, I believe it's actually Malaysia, they told me.
Oh, okay. So that's not Africa at all.
We're calling it the African laptop because that's what my roommates referred to it as. So if you are the child in Malaysia that I bought a laptop, what's up? How you doing?
The cool thing too about them is that like if there are more than one kid in a area with the same laptop, then they can, without using the intranet, they can communicate laptop to laptop with each other.
Amazing. So they don't actually
wonder what the range
it.
Is on it.
I don't know, but like, I checked the wireless networks and I had like something like 30 networks that I could see. Like it. Obviously
and these are networks
powerful.
On like on my Mac. I can see like maybe 3 or 4 people in my area, and there were like 30 of them on there. Although the weird thing was, we were sitting in the room with my wireless router, sitting in the same room, and it was like one of the farther away
and
ones.
We're like, hey, it's right there.
It was
right
full
there.
Signal strength, but it looks like a little map.
Yeah.
And like some of the dots are closer than other ones, and like the one we were sitting in the same room as was like much farther away than a bunch of the other ones.
Weird.
It was weird.
So one of my coworkers bought one, but unfortunately, if you didn't buy it on the very first day, you have to wait 4 months because they ran out.
Yeah.
So I bought it within the first hour because that's me.
And that was even 2 months ago or something. It was a while ago.
Well, it was the beginning of November. I had to, like, wake up.
So, like, a month and a half ago.
It's craziness. So crazy, but I'm really excited. I've been playing way too much with it.
It's really cool.
Well, I think it's, like, it's built
for, it has, like, a camera. It has, like, a little music recording thing. It has a paint shop thing. It has internet. It has chat. It has a penis.
I could chew. Well, yeah. That was actually the main selling point for me.
It's also, like, a vibrator.
Yeah. It is. They had a male version, too.
Yeah.
Where you also got a penis, and they just hoped you'd, you know, if you were already straight, you would just
convert. I get spam emails about that all the time.
About my laptop penis?
Personal puss.
Personal puss.
I seriously don't get emails for this. It's like some weird male masturbator thing that you buy that's supposed to, like, stimulate a vagina. And when I said simulate, I did, like, not, like, stimulate, but simulate.
Simulate, not stimulate again. It is actually the opposite.
Yes, it's a fake vagina. Oh. And I guess you put it on your wiener and pretend like it's real, I guess. I don't know.
We recently had a vibrating shopping trip for me and Mikey.
Sounds really interesting. Want to go into detail there?
Basically, Mikey figured out that, like, if you play drums with two vibrators, it makes a really cool sound because it's like you're drumming, but they're also vibrating.
Ah,
so
yes.
So we went into the store with the purpose of finding percussion instruments. So we're playing with the vibrators, basically, like, hitting them on the counter, like, It was pretty awesome.
That actually sounds really cool. Like, yeah, that would really be so cool. Funny to whip out. I'm totally going to steal that
idea. Yeah, the only thing is I forced him to get the pink one. Because after we finally chose, like, the best percussion instrument in the store, like, there was a black, a pink, and a leopard skin choice.
By black, you mean black?
Black.
Not, like, brown black?
Yeah, like, black. Yeah, so I was trying to get him to get the leopard skin, and he wouldn't. And then we compromised. And
on the pink.
The hot pink.
Yeah.
Hot pink one.
Vibrators are exciting. Okay. You want to sing a song?
I would like to sing a song in this voice. I can sing for about 20 seconds.
I don't think that's an appropriate voice for this song. Okay, you gotta put on the cowboy hat for this song.
Okay. Should I put on a cowboy hat too?
Yeah.
Okay, should I put it on my head?
No, you should put it on your ass.
You!
Wow.
I have too flat an ass to hold a hat, Annie.
Come back here. Okay, this song, we did not write this song. This is gonna be like one of the few times in all of Fluff Radio history that we're gonna do a song that is not an improv. It's a song that somebody else wrote.
It is.
But we like it and we think it's funny and we want to share it with you.
Yes, we do.
And I don't know who wrote this song. I learned it from the Diddy Bops because they sing it sometimes in concert, but they didn't write it either.
I like to believe it was written by a person named Jamal.
Go Google it and maybe you'll find out who it's written by. But we give full credit to whoever wrote it. We just don't know who that is.
Jamal. Wait, I need to do that, too. Because that's how this song starts out.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, I don't know which instrument to use. Should I use the bike? I could just pedal around the room really fast.
I think probably you'll want to use either the drum thing. Well, don't drum on the hammer. It's not very strong skin there. I would use the shaker egg or the this with the this thing.
I'll use the shaker egg.
Shaker eggs. Okay. I would say, don't shake your egg on the verse, but shake your egg on the chorus.
Okay?
Well,
I don't know what the words.
Well, you'll remember.
I'm gonna remember.
You'll remember the chorus at least after I sing it once, because the chorus just repeats it. Colleen put the shake your eggs in her pockets. And then
my hoodie.
And then shook her boobies. It was great.
It didn't really make much of a sound.
Well, if you might, it's the sound of boobies shaking.
Alright, let's go.
Shake your egg, shake your boobies.
I'm ready. I am armed.
Okay. Alright. I'll sing the verses, because
you've
heard the song once in your whole life, and that was like a year and a half ago.
And I heard it live.
Yeah. And I'm more familiar with it. But you'll pick up the chorus, because it's the same every time. Okay.
Was that the real first note?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I got it.
I meant to do that.
I thought you hit one note and it went to two, and I was like, whoa, somebody's out of tune.
It's kind of like the beginning of Hound Dog. You just gotta go with
it. Okay, I'm gonna wait for it.
Are you ready? Okay.
I'm gonna hold it in.
I hope this sounds good. Because, you know what? All the other recordings we ever did on Colleen's guitar, And I love my guitar, but it's a hollow body electric, and Colleen has an acoustic guitar, and it just has a much stronger, fuller, warmer sound.
It's a classical acoustic.
Yes, so... So yeah, you're just gonna have to bear with my slightly tinny sounding guitar. Alright,
I think it sounds awesome.
You ready?
Yes.
Alright. Okay, so this song is called The Garbage Man. This is the Garbage Man song, or it's called Garbage Man or something, I don't know.
I like to call it Clive, which is what I imagine the garbage man's name to be.
It's a good name for a garbage man.
Clive.
If you want your kid to be a garbage man, name him Clive.
Ooh,
okay,
good.
Ready? Here we go.
Okay.
You're first.
I don't know when I come in.
Ready? Go.
I ain't the plumber.
Sorry. Let me shortcut our cues.
Okay, let's start over.
Okay, so I'll go.
Sorry.
I ain't the
plumber.
Okay, now we're gonna do it for real.
I ain't the plumber myself.
That's good. Okay. And you can go up higher if you need to, or down.
Ah,
okay.
I'm a man's son, but I will clean your pipes until the real plumber man comes.
Get out your can, baby.
Pretty fucked up.
The garbage man is back in town.
Get out your can, baby.
The garbage man is back in town. I ain't the gardener, I ain't the gardener's son, but I will trim your bush until the real gardener, oop, I played the wrong fucking note. Other graphic, redo it. Let's just keep going. So
I was having trouble because I was getting to the song and I was like, yeah, and then I was like, where's that noise coming from? Oh, it's my hands. Sorry. Okay, let's try it over.
I will. No, let's just keep going through, and then we'll have a run through.
Okay.
But I will trim your bush until the real gardener man comes. Get out your can, baby. The garbage man is back in town. Get out your can, baby. The garbage man is back in town.
Electrician, long word, ain't the electrician's son, but I will wire your box until the real electrician comes. Sorry.
I would phrase that, until the real electrician man comes.
Okay.
Or you could, you're just like cutting off the front of your tip, until the real electrician comes.
Electrician. Talks about, he lectures on electricity.
I see.
He's an electrician. Alright.
He's in the library, give him his lecture.
Can, baby. The garbage man is back in town. I think I should go higher.
You don't want me to keep it a little up a little bit?
Yeah. I don't know how.
Just do it again.
I ain't the plumber man's son, but I will clean your pipes until the real plumber man comes. Get out your can, baby. You're not singing.
The garbage man is back. Oh, I forgot. I'm so into my guitar. Get out your can, baby. The garbage man is back in town. I'm gonna go to the end.
Okay.
This is why it's hard for me to capo it up, because the very end I like to go up on the chorus. Here we go, but I'll try.
Actually, you can go. Can you? Is there an in between a capo?
Well, this fret instead of this fret or this fret.
Okay,
right.
Let's do...
I'll do it. Well, okay. Let me just go. Let me try. I ain't the carpenter. I ain't the carpenter's son. But I will nail your ass until the real carpenter man comes. Get out your can, baby. garbage man is back in town. Get out your can, baby. The garbage man is back in town. That's good. I like that. Yeah, that's fine. Okay. Is that easier for you to hit those then?
I think so. That was like a little too low for me. No,
diploma. Christ. I didn't have a problem with it because I thought it sounded like cool and skeevy and like,
Was there an in between the two?
It's literally. It's pretty close. Weird. Just do this. Is fine.
Are you sure?
Totally fine.
Okay.
I just won't go as high.
Are you ready? Are you ready for some football? I'm sorry.
Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you sitting on the edge of your seat? Bam, 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 bam. Are we still recording? We are. We are. Okay. Right. Another one bites the dust. Okay.
I imagine getting goosed. Okay. Twice! T-W-I-S-E! Twice! We will sing the chorus twice! This is a little ditty we like to call a song somebody else wrote.
That we learned from the Diddy Bops, which is funny because they're lesbians and it doesn't make sense.
And we're talking about being someone's son, which doesn't make sense because I have a boo-hoo.
Nailing people up the ass. Okay, but anyway.
Whoa!
We'll get there.
Yes, we will.
Okay, yes, this is G-rated. Garbage Man. So not G-rated.
Moms, you could stop listening now.
This is a good, yeah.
Unless you're like a hip mom.
Not appropriate
that likes
for work.
To have sex with, okay, that's being likes edited
butt
out.
Sex. Basically, it's the butt sex song.
The butt sex song. Okay.
I'm not really, I really care for, but it's still just such a funny song. Okay, ready?
I'm ready.
You get the first verse. Okay, mm-hmm. Here we go.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Get funky.
I ain't the plumber,
yeah.
I ain't the plumber man's son, but I will clean your pipes until the real plumber man comes. Get out your can, baby.
The garbage man is back in town. Get out your can, baby. The garbage man is back in town. I ain't the gardener, I ain't the gardener's son, but I will trim your bush until the real gardener man comes. Get out your can, baby. The garbage man is back in town. Get out your can, baby. The garbage man is back in town.
This is the verse I like to butcher for all you folks. I ain't the electrician's son.
It's not even a term.
But I will wire your box until the real electrician man comes.
Get out your can, baby. The garbage man is back in town. Get out your can, baby. The garbage man is back in town. Now we're gonna get nasty.
We weren't before.
We're gonna get even nastier.
Okay, gotcha.
Here we go.
Okay.
I'm the carpenter.
Oh.
I ain't the carpenter's son.
Okay.
But I will nail your ass until the real carpenter man comes. Get out your can, baby. The garbage man is back in town. Get out your can, baby. The garbage man is back in town.
Sorry, I hit some interesting notes. Sorry.
I'm totally dying to hear that.
Okay. So, I totally got you a Christmas present, but it's nothing big, so don't worry, but it's awesome. Okay, and it's two parts. One of the parts, I realize, you don't need. But I couldn't remember you having it, and I remember us breaking one. So, and then I realized I've been playing with them all night. So, here, open it. I wonder what it is.
Shaker eggs.
I taped it. Ha! Because the shaker eggs didn't quite fit.
Okay.
Okay.
Try it again.
So, you don't need to keep the shaker eggs unless you want four. But you can. But they're awesome, and they have a different sound.
I was going to say, I'll totally keep them, because they do have a different sound.
Yay!
These are wooden ones. The ones I have are, I think, maybe a different kind of wooden. They're red wood.
Sounds pretty similar. But they were pretty awesome.
You can never have enough shaker eggs. That's this is one of these things where you can have a party and have a bunch of drunk people over and give everybody a fucking egg, and everybody will have a good time.
Everybody will lay an egg.
What's the other part?
Okay, I'm gonna let you figure out what it is before I explain to you what it is.
Looks like a weird robot. I have to figure this out on my own, huh?
No, you don't. I'll explain it to you. Does it say it there?
It says Uncle Monster Face. Sock Puppet Rock Band, Uncle Monster Face. What is this?
It's part of the rock band is the presidential section. So this, it's Washington, Lincoln, and Van Buren as the puppets.
Amazing.
And the best part is,
how would I ever figure that out by looking at it?
Well, if you turn them over, that's crazy. It says it. But like,
oh. Martin Van Buren. Oh, he's got like crazy sideburns. Yeah. That's amazing.
And they look like old-fashioned, old-timey photos, and they're in these really ornate little frames.
Little tiny, like 3-inch by 2-inch frames.
And the best thing is, there was this guy who had had a makeshift stand in the street that was selling these, and he had like 200 different sock puppets on the table. And if you asked him about any of them, he would talk to you as if they were somebody he knew. Like, he was right on the border between being ridiculously crazy and really entertaining. Like, I couldn't figure out what he was. And
you're like, are you insane? Are you cool?
And I was like, I want to either marry or run away from this guy. Like,
I'm totally putting these in a place of prominence in my new house. These are fucking amazing.
And I figured they were small enough for you to take them with you. And these little sticks are actually stands.
Stands to stand them up, yes. I see.
So you could either hang them on the wall or...
I love them!
Yay! Part of your going away present. Yay! And shaker eggs. It was so funny. As soon as I walked in the room, I was like, wait, she has those red shaker eggs. And then I looked on the bed and I was like, crap!
That I'm going to make you play tonight. To really call attention to it.
Because the other day I was like thinking, I was like, oh, remember when we broke my shaker eggs? I don't think we've had shaker eggs since then. I should totally give her some.
You know what? You should take a shaker egg.
I should.
You take one shaker egg. And we'll have matching shaker eggs coast to coast.
Oh. And then whenever you need me, just shake. and I'll be there. Through the power of imagination.
You know what we should do?
What?
We should draw, like, I should draw your face on my shaker egg, and you should draw your face, or my face on yours.
I think it's better if we both draw my face.
Why?
I don't know, because you said that first, and it was funny.
Oh, I see.
I think it's funnier if we draw each other's face.
I'm gonna draw your face on the discolored spot.
Well, yeah, well, I'm totally giving you a beard and a fang. We'll put pictures. You'll get it.
Yeah.
So that was my amazing find in the street. And like, I was with my friend Molly, and she was like talking the whole day. She was like, oh, you're so hard to buy for. And I was like, really? I'm like,
you're like, give me a picture of a weird thing
ever.
And I'll love it.
So we saw this sock puppet guy, and I'm flipping out over them, and I'm like, hint, hint. They're like, hint. Like, I'm like telling her over and over again, this one's my favorite. This guy right here, the guy with the, it was a sock that had lobsters all over it. And he had him making this face that was like, oh. And I forget the whole story. He was like an attorney or something that like retired, and he was an old man, and he like, I don't know why he had lobsters on his face though. So yeah, so the crazy guy in the street who I think I need to go see his band now. So if we had more shows, I would think we might want to have him on the show, but I'm kind of scared of that. So yeah, we can cut that out. Just in case he listens, I may send him a link to that. Bang!
Fang! Oh, so, I went home the other day and Fang was there. Oh.
Fang, is that your Phyllis Diller
impression? Yeah, it was pretty bad, right?
I don't know. I don't actually do a good Phyllis Diller impression. It's kind of depressing, I don't.
met someone who didn't know about Phyllis Diller. It's actually Mason's girlfriend, and I, like, sat her down and forced her to watch a Phyllis Diller movie. It was, like, probably the meanest thing I've ever done to anyone. I was like, you're gonna sit, and you're gonna get it, and you're gonna love it. And she was like, oh, so this is what 60s movies are like. I was like, oh, man. So,
and she's Mason's girlfriend? How did that happen?
She is. Well, she's
very what could he possibly see in her?
She's got a bus painted with mermaids. That's like nice. An actual short bus.
That helps.
It's huge. Have you ever seen the bus driving around Brooklyn that's hot pink with mermaids and other fish?
I'll keep my eye open for the next 2 weeks.
You'll notice it.
If she ever makes her way out to LA, I'll keep my eye out there too.
She might. So sad.
It's more than 2 weeks. It's more like 3.
Yeah, plus an hour.
That makes me feel better, right?
But I'll be in LA. I will.
In June.
Yeah, so... Everybody, if you want to go to the forum, we're not doing this show anymore, but I'm trying to think of an idea of something to do with me and other people, but not... there's not going to be another Annie of sorts. It'll be me and then other people helping me. So.
Yeah.
If you could think of something lame I could do that's going to suck, tell me. Because I'll do it, I guess.
Nothing else to do. Oh, look at that, it stands up.
I know.
Sick. Oh, does it stand up on the little end? No, it doesn't. But the bad end, it stands up. Oh, mine doesn't. I got the dud.
Have you ever tried?
Never tried.
Maybe I just have a talent.
You seem to.
Wait, I gotta get this shake on the right side.
Ah, pretty good.
I think I do have
Make
a talent.
Make this one do it.
With the power of imagination.
Yeah, no, I just got the dud.
Okay, you got the dud. Totally.
This is fun radio. Listening to me trying to stand up,
balance
shake
an
your
egg.
Eggs.
Yeah.
Shake your eggs. Shake your eggs. So I had an interesting ball experience. Where's my scarf? It's not in this room. I have a scarf with, like, it's very,
little
very
dangle balls.
Homemade. It's got dangle balls on it. And I was in the deli the other day, and I got my ball caught on a shelf, but didn't realize it. And my scarf's really long. Like, it wraps around 4 times, and I only had it around once because it wasn't that cold. So I get literally, like, 3 feet away before I realize I'm caught. And I had this moment that I was like, ooh! And it, like, pulled me back, and my leg went up like it would in a cartoon when something gets pulled out. And the guy, the boob talker, which is what Mikey calls him, because there's this teenage boy that works there, and he, like, cannot function without staring at breasts. And so he always, like, stares at my boobs. So I did this in front of him, and, like, he just, like, looked at me. And for about 20 seconds, he just kept looking at me, and he didn't know what to say, because it was obviously the most, like, awkward, like, ooh, like, noise that came out of me, like, 2 feet away from him.
Did you really make that noise?
Yeah, I did. I made that noise, and I had one leg kick in the air, like, Nazi style.
That, like, just the picture of you doing that, like, if I was him, I would, like, die laughing right there. I'd be like, so long as you're not dead, I would totally be laughing my ass off.
So I basically, like, I get the scarf undone, and then he realizes that he should say, are you okay? But it was like 20 seconds later, so the delay made me laugh. So I've now got this new theory that I could get this teenage boy to stop staring at my boobs if I do enough bizarre things in front of him that makes me completely unattractive. So that's number one, and I'm trying to figure out what number two should be. I'm thinking, like, I don't know.
Just fart loudly, maybe.
Just fart, yeah. I could fart. I could, like, poop my pants.
Stupid, that's really going for the gold. That's commitment.
I could glue wigs under my arms and, like, wear a tank top and, like, reach up to pay him and I have, like, a hot pink armpit hair. That'd be hot. I'd be like, not only do I have armpit hair, but I dye it.
That'd be awesome. And it's 3 feet long. Or you could just wear, like, a blossom hat with the sunflower on the front.
And talk about my best friend Six. Oh my god. I should just go in the store and, like, recite dialogue from Blossom as if I'm talking to someone else, but not ever, like...
And then Joey totally told me my ass looked fat.
Don't you think so?
What an asshole.
No, Six, that's not what I meant. Like, act as if someone's reacting. It's called the Blossom Attack. That's a traditional attack. To defend
Blossom
off a hit or honor. I don't know why, like, I've been having these 2 weeks where, like, I think it might be my ball scarf, but I seem to be attracting more men than usual. And I was in...
That just reminded me of the Balls Fairy.
What?
Did I ever tell you about the Balls Fairy?
No, you didn't. The Balls Fairy is...
is something wonderful I'd like to
know. It's actually a fairy, like an F-E-R-R-Y fairy in Portland, I think.
Really?
And it's set, so there's like signs that say Balls Fairy this way. And we like died laughing at that, and we're like, the Balls Fairy should be this old, fat, bald, Danny DeVito looking guy in a wife beater that's stained in a tutu with a wand that goes around and sprinkles sparkly glitter on your balls. That's the Balls Fairy. So.
Nothing happens to your balls, but they're glittery.
And just glittery, yeah. So, the Balls Scarf reminds me of the Balls Fairy. Yeah, if not Portland, then Seattle, but I think it was Portland.
Greg Bagoni, you listen to this show. You're from Portland. Let me know.
Is the Balls Fairy there?
I want to meet the Balls Fairy. Almost makes me want to make him drop his pants to find out if it's real. Hey, Greg, I know we're friends and all. Drop them.
Do you have sparkly testicles?
That's what I should say next time we talk. It'll be a good conversation. Yeah. But, so my this is my new favorite pickup line. And this is good because, like, up until now, my favorite pickup line that I ever got was the guy that came up to me in the street and said, "You look like you're gonna vomit." And I said, "What?" And he was like, "I'll take care of you." And I was like, "What? Wait, that's your pickup line?" Okay, so my new favorite pickup line. So
that's weird.
I was working till literally like 11 o'clock at night, and like, I was in a neighborhood that was near NYU, so I was at this deli, and everyone in the store was obviously like, it was Friday night, because it was a horrible night. And everybody in the store is obviously a college kid, except for me, who's in like business attire, and this like older businessman behind me in line. And I'm getting my usual dinner when I'm in a bad mood. Yoo-hoo and a chocolate Pop-Tart. I have them on the counter, and the guy behind me comes up real close, and he's like, "Yoo-hoo. I love Yoo-hoo. It's my second favorite beer."
What?
He said, "I love Yoo-hoo. It's my second favorite beer." And I was like, "Ha ha!"
Eh?
And I made this sound, "Ha ha!" Because I didn't know what to say. I was like, "Is that a joke?" And then he was like, "You want to know what my first favorite kind of beer is? There's a bar right over there." And I was like, "Wait a minute, that was a pickup line." "Yoo-hoo, it's my second favorite beer." I just imagined me leaving the store and the guy being like, "God, what the hell just came out of my mouth?" "Yoo-hoo, it's my second." So that's my new favorite.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and a friend of mine, I told her that story and she felt the need to trace my giraffe tattoo and make it say that. So I had like a pickup line on my leg for like a week. Because I don't bathe. Because that's how I get the men.
I had a really amazing... It wasn't a pickup line, but it was a strange thing for a stranger to come up and say to me. I was with my brother. My brother came to visit for a week. And I was with his girlfriend. And we were on the street. And this man came up to us. And he had these like little pamphlets. And he was like, "Do you want to buy my self-published books?" You know, and... He was like, "The first one is called Faux Shizzle Ma Nizzle." Like, ma, M-A, ma.
Okay.
"First one is called Faux Shizzle Ma Nizzle." We were like, "That's kind of funny, but no, you know, $10 a book, no." He's like, "Are you sure? The second one is called, it's a real political piece. It's called Sticking My Foot Up the Devil's Ass."
What?
And I was like, if it was $5, man, I would totally buy that shit. Because that was just so funny.
What?
Like,
hey, Robin. Sticking my foot up the devil's ass, do you know?
Hangs out in front of the comic book store, like, "Buy my comic. Stick your foot up the devil's ass."
Have you met this guy before?
Yeah, he hangs out in front of the comic book store.
Oh, yeah, he totally approached me on the street.
Does he have any other exciting titles?
He's like, "For $10, man.
I'm crazy."
Well, For Shizzle My Nizzle is his first book, but yeah.
Stick my foot up the devil's ass.
He will not take no for an answer.
Really?
We were cracking up. I mean, that was like the funniest shit I saw all night.
Sticking
my foot up the devil's ass.
And then pulling it out and smelling it.
That's worth $10. You should just buy that someday.
No, I think I'm going to do it. Yeah. I can't not.
I've got to know what's in there.
We could all chip in $3.33 infinity 3 cents.
Yeah, totally.
We could totally get a copy.
That would be worth it.
That would be
awesome. I'll even spring for the extra one penny.
What? No. To even it out. I won't let you own more of the devil's ass than I own. We're going evensies. Evensies?
Sure.
I don't know. Did you hear our horrible singing before?
No.
Oh, don't lie.
It was pretty, except for
you're not that deaf.
Notes. Ugly enough for the rest of it. It was pretty. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Did you hear the pickup line I was saying, though, about the Yoo-hoo?
No.
I got a guy in the store the other day. I was buying a Yoo-hoo, and he was like, "Yoo-hoo, it's my second favorite beer."
I'm going home with you tonight, sir.
Hell yeah!
Oh, wait, you gotta tell the second half of it. That's what makes it really funny.
And then he says, you wanna know my first favorite beer? There's a bar right over there. And I'm very proud
that's
of
what really turns it into a pickup line.
So I
like,
didn't well, actually... yeah, you
before
get a
it was just a weird comment.
On your arm, Robin, because that worked.
Yeah.
Yes, we're married now.
Any kind of drink, no matter what she's drinking, just say it's my first favorite beer, one of my, or second favorite beer, one of my first, it's on the street,
blah,
blah, blah. I think
it works even better if it's like soup, being like, wonton, it's my first favorite beer. Wait. Second favorite you.
Pork rind. That's my first, second favorite beer.
Pregnancy test.
Pregnancy test. Pregnancy test is my second favorite kind of beer. See, you come in for 2 seconds and you have the quote of the show.
I was going to say, I was going to make more funny ones, but that one's the best one possible.
We're done.
Possible.
We can't do anything else. Bye, Robin! Oh, it's funny.
We chlamydia, actually... that's my second favorite beer.
Because I did buy some at the deli. I was like, oh, chlamydia's on sale? Christ.
Yes! Yeah!
You get 2 servings for the price of 1.
Comes with a free toy.
It comes with a free toy.
Free tattoo.
It's called the doctor's visit.
Yeah. Yum.
Free tattoo. Do we want to try another song?
Sure, why not?
I don't know what else song we should do. We should maybe wrap this up and then insert it. Or should we try another song? What other song can we do? What else do you know? We could also just make something up.
I think making something up is the... what's in order here?
That's gonna be annoying. What should I play on? Oh, I almost lost your egg. We have to make sure we take the right ones home. That doesn't sound very rock. Take me down to the paradise city where the grass is green and the girls are pretty. Oh! Oh!
Ew.
Ow! Oh, won't you please take me home? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No.
Why don't we just hold the instruments and sing them? I'm playing the drums. I'm going to play some harmonica. Well, I guess I wasn't really faking a harmonica. I was faking playing a harmonica.
I was going to say.
I was trying to buy, like, there were 2 things I was trying to buy Mikey for Christmas. Both were kind of ridiculous. One was I was trying to get him an electrolarynx, a.k.a. what the people use when they have tracheotomies.
Oh.
And I was trying to get them, and I found out they were really expensive, like $200. So I started looking on eBay, and then I realized that you probably don't want a used electrolarynx because
yeah,
it means
weird.
The person died. Yeah. So then I was like, oh, I should buy him one of those melodicas. You know, the it's a keyboard, but you could blow into it like a
yes.
horn.
Like that one Dudu has on the F train.
Yeah, and I couldn't remember the name of it, so I googled piano you blow into. And I forgot to close that Google window. So Mikey goes to use the computer, and he sees piano you blow into. And he can't stop laughing, and he doesn't know how to tell me that he like saw what I was getting him for Christmas. So that became the big joke that like I didn't know what a melodica was. So I still am considering finding a little toy piano and drilling a hole in it and giving it to him. And then just being like, dude, it's a piano you can blow into. That's all I really wanted to buy you.
That
melodica.
Really was it. Literally.
No. Like, literally. Yeah. So I gotta find me a little piano.
Can you get him one of those things that like that... God, what's the name of the guy? Peter Frampton.
Yes.
You know how he, like, has this thing that, like, attaches his voice to his, like,
oh, a box,
guitar?
Right?
Is yeah, like, that would be cool. And so then you play your guitar and it's like...
That could. I got him, though,
That would be kind of fun.
I told a friend that I met in the street that was a professional musician that I was buying... I was on my way to buy Mikey a tamale to play music with.
Tamale instead of timbali?
What I meant was timbali. It was really fun and awkward. We weren't
I wish
close
I had a musical
friends.
Tamale, that'd be awesome.
We weren't close enough friends for him to call me on it. So I had to go like about 20 seconds before I realized what I said and be like, oh, no, wait, I meant timbali. And he's like, yeah, I know your boyfriend's weird, but I wasn't sure how he was going to play music on a food product. So I bought him a timbali.
Yes.
A cowbell.
Yeah.
A big old cowbell. Because what this world needs is more... Cowbell. Let's sing. We need a subject.
I
I don't know. Texas rides on strike, but we're glad it's not the MTA.
What's on strike? The writers?
Accessoride.
Accessoride? What's Accessoride? Are those the people that make earrings for Claire?
What the fuck?
Like Claire's boutiques.
I know, but what does that do with Accessoride?
Accessorizing.
Not Accessoride. Access a ride.
Access a ride.
Yeah, no, it's the people, it's like those vans for handicapped people.
Handicap? Yeah. Oh, you mean the TARD cards.
Oh, God. Did you say TARD car?
Maybe. That's the official name I learned growing up.
And I thought Peanut Bus was bad.
This small. Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Accessoride. Never mind. Not interesting.
So, Accessoride.
Accessoride. Writer
strikes. Everybody wants
Writer strikes. Strike. Accessoride. The
Broadway people.
Broadway people. Yes, they're now back in full force playing awful shows.
And like the Major League pitchers. They strike, too.
Pitchers? Oh, are you?
Yeah, that hurt.
That was kind of really painful. Hurt.
That actually burned. My insides.
Hey, are you excited to see Johnny Depp and Sweeney Todd?
Oh my God, I'm going tomorrow morning.
Are you really?
At 10 in the morning. I don't even know what 10 in the morning looks like, but it's gonna look like Johnny Depp. Should we sing about Johnny Depp?
Okay, why not? I'm going to capo this up a little bit.
Okay.
And give it a sweet music box sound.
Depp.
Johnny Depp, your hotness precedes you. Your square jaw is so sexy. Even when you have pubic stash, you're a hot guy. You want to sing verse?
Yeah. Johnny Depp, I wish we could...
Oh, sorry. Starting. Ow. Sorry. Do it. Okay.
Okay. Johnny Depp, in my dreams we hold hands sexily. You cut my nails and make them look sexily. I couldn't think of anything around to say. I'm not going anywhere. Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp. No breaking the guitar because of my bad song.
Johnny Depp, I remember you in Gilbert Grape.
Oh,
truly that role gave you lots of street cred, 'cause it had a big fat lady in it, and Juliet Lewis is a really indie chick. And nobody can argue with that either. It's almost
true.
It's almost to the point of flaw.
Juliet Lewis was child in National Lampoon.
I always forget that.
She fried a cat, or somebody close to her did.
I love that part.
I like that movie. It makes me want to poo in the street just like your cousin does.
Shitter's full.
So we go from someone that was in that movie and sing a song about them.
Okay, what's next? Randy Quaid?
Dennis. Yeah, Randy Quaid.
Not Dennis. Randy Quaid. Randy Quaid.
Randy.
My brother thinks you are the funniest guy ever.
Oh. Ever?
Ever. Maybe Jim Carrey is funny.
Ew.
But because my brother... really likes poop bear. napkin tips.
That was, I would say, his best role.
It's pretty amazing. When did you leave the driveway, Dad? Okay, pumpkin tits, I feel better.
When I'm a parent, I'm going to make sure I have very inappropriate nicknames for all my children. I'm thinking if I have a son, Fairy Balls.
Fairy Balls is good, too. Fairy
Balls. It's an entirely different... That's if I have a very butch daughter, I don't know.
That's even weirder.
I'll have a son named Balls Fairy and a daughter named Fairy Balls. It's like magical balls. She doesn't really have them. They're just magical.
That's why they're made by fairies. Only fairies can see them. You have to clap if you believe.
Clap your balls. Wow.
Who's in that movie that we can go off of after that?
A lot of no-name people.
Molly Ringwald has a cameo part in the end of that movie. Which was really appropriate. Because Molly Ringwald was the queen of teen movies in the 80s. And even though Molly Ringwald's pretty cool, I never thought she held a candle to Ally Sheedy. Gonna go next? You have to be Ally Sheedy.
Oh, Ally Sheedy. What else has she been in? Ally Sheedy. Sheedy, 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 Sheedy,
Sheedy, Sheedy, Sheedy, Sheedy, Sheedy, Sheedy, Sheedy, Sheedy, Sheedy, Sheedy, Sheedy, Sheedy, Sheedy, Sheedy, Sheedy,
Sheedy, Sheedy, Sheedy, Sheedy, Sheedy, Sheedy, Sheedy, Sheedy, Sheedy, Sheedy, Sheedy, Sheedy, Sheedy, Sheedy, Sheedy, Sheedy, Sheedy, Sheedy, Sheedy, Sheedy, Sheedy, Sheedy, Sheedy, Sheedy, Sheedy, Sheedy, Sheedy, Sheedy, Sheedy, Sheedy, Sheedy,
You have to do the next verse, too, now. Because yeah, I've never seen Marty Ducks. And you have to do that with him.
Okay.
Emilio Estevez was in Mighty Ducks.
Mighty Ducks 2, Mighty Ducks 3. All three of them. Sad. Mighty Ducks 2 with Luis Mendoza. And
he was also in the 80s equivalent of every guy's favorite guy movie.
Men at Work?
No. Guess again.
Rambo?
No. He wasn't in Rambo. He was in Hot Shots. No. Charlie Sheen was in Hot Shots. He's his brother.
Same person with a wig. Wait, is this one your turn or my turn?
This one is my turn. By the way, people, we apologize. The computer died halfway through our song.
The computer died because of the world.
Probably.
I don't even know if you can call that a song. All what? I know is I want to sing Sheedy all the time.
Sheedy, 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 Sheedy.
But that's a good game you guys could try is, like, just start singing or talking about someone and, you know, you have to sing it. Fuck this talking about things.
Yeah.
And then you have to go with someone in a movie they were in together.
Well, what I was going to say, the guy movie of the 80s that I was going to mention was Hot Shots. Or not Hot Shots. That was what you said. Young Guns, I mean.
Young Guns. Yeah. Which I would say is more of a learning about your sexuality female movie. Because there was a lot of hot boys
there were
in
some
that
hot hotties in that movie, yeah.
It was like...
Lou Diamond Phillips.
I almost said Neil Diamond. It was like Neil Diamond and
I think that's
Dustin Diamond.
The first person we both went to was Lou Diamond Phillips, who was like the least important character in that movie.
Out of all of them. Yeah. That's so sad. I wish they would make movies based on people's last names. Like, they had a movie that was starring Dustin Diamond, Neil Diamond, Lou Diamond Phillips.
It's just middle name.
It would be a little hard. Well, that's okay.
It's in their diamonds. You just want a movie with people
Elizabeth
named diamonds.
Elizabeth Taylor wearing white diamonds.
These have always brought me luck.
Is there any other diamonds? Is there any other famous diamonds? Ooh, the baseball diamond from the Muppets.
That's only what I was thinking of. I can't believe that that's only what I was thinking of, but you said it too. I just couldn't get it out fast enough. I was going to be like, the...
The baseball diamond. So
get
good.
It.
So good. Well, we should probably
say goodbye. Diamond.
I don't even know if we ever said welcome to show 66.
We did, sort of.
I think it got cut off in one of our mishaps.
Oh,
that's
well.
Cool. So.
This was show 66.
It was show 66.
Thank you for listening.
Yay. And call us and write on the forum, fluffinbrooklyn.com.
In case you didn't know that already from the 65 other times we told you.
Well, some of these people may be new. I just
That's
had
right.
an out of body experience with Dr. Teeth. Alright. Good night, guys.
I miss you already. This is Eddie Sanders saying golden teeth and golden tones.
This is Colly and AF Venmo saying, shee 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 shee.
Wow!
We're so sorry to see